Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com. Our guest today is Leanne Hackman-Carty. She is an author, YouTube host, and a resilience champ. Leanne, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you very much.
So one of the most inspiring people I've met and love and admire is Jeff Bezos, who's the wealthiest guy in the world, created Amazon, bought out Washington Post, as well as Whole Foods, and created Blue Origins. He once talked about a story about his grandfather who had a ranch in Texas and how his grandfather was so resilient, he would just get things done. Literally, that quality of resilience, or what he calls resourcefulness, is so important, including by this guy who literally is the most successful entrepreneur in the world. When did you realize, what story, were you 5 years old, 10 years old, 15 years old? When did you realize when you face an obstacle, a challenge, a barrier, that you had this sense of resiliency? What story can you share with us, Leanne?
Wow, I think probably, I mean, I could go further back, but it was probably about 8 years ago or so. And I just got involved in this whole area because of disasters. And they're natural disasters. And I saw that people get all of these things thrown at them, and yet somehow they find a way to get out of it, to look ahead, to have hope. And I think, you know, without that hope, it's really hard to be resilient. And I think that was partly where I started to really focus on this area.
Well, talk to us about, what do you mean, like, natural disaster? What happened? Did people die? Was there massive economic damage? Like, tell us, paint a little bit more of a clearer picture.
For me, it was personal. It was floods. And where I live, my city was underwater, my entire downtown. And a third of our province was also underwater. And
so, literally, like, your cars were everything.
Yeah, I mean, these were, our entire downtown was closed because of, you know, the downtown towers were flooded out. So that is something that, you know, personally, and I watched, and in my capacity of work, I started to talk to some of these communities and just hear the devastation, and businesses in particular. And that's when I really got involved in thinking, there has to be things we can do better. We have to get smarter. And part of that is just preparing people in advance.
So is that one of the hallmarks of being resilient, meaning having a more of a clear, prepared-minded mind? Or is that, what do you suggest?
Yeah, well, when the whole thing of resilience is really something happens to you and you learn from it and you get better. So next time, if it happens to you, you're more prepared. I mean, that's really what it is, right? It's getting better, better over time and learning from your mistakes or things that happen to you. So yeah, that's whether it's a natural disaster, whether it's an individual thing that happens to you. You think just from a personal standpoint, if something happens, whether it's a loss of a family member or a spouse, whatever it is, a divorce, there's always something that you think, okay, what can I learn from that experience? And then think about, well, is there something I need to do to change to make sure that next time that hit in the head doesn't hurt so much? And then by making those changes next time, when and if something happens to you, you're more, you just have a better ability to react and respond.
Yeah. And so do you work with clients on helping them become more resilient?
For me personally, a lot of my stuff is more focused at the business and the community level. Okay. But obviously, as an individual, you think, okay, so to me, it is three levels. As an individual, what can I do personally to become more resilient in my life, in my family, in my house? And then take it a step further. What can I do more to be more resilient in my workplace and then in my community? So there are, to me, there are three different levels to look at.
So let's talk about the workplace level. Can you give us an example of a workplace you've helped out and just defined? So I understand the resilience. I understand, okay, you got to think about it, but what are some very specific practical things that our listeners can learn from you?
Well, one of the things I'm working on right now is with COVID, there's a number of businesses that are obviously hurting very badly. And so it's looking at them to say, okay, things are not great now, but what can we look at? What can we do different in the future? Some of them are, it's simple things. Like when I ask the question, what do you do for backup for your business as far as your files, your customers, your suppliers, your invoicing? What do you do? Some of them have just kind of stared at me blankly, gone, it's on a hard drive. And I think, okay, well, that's nice. But what if you had a fire in your office? And all of a sudden they're like, ooh, never thought about that. So, you know, there's just little things that you talk through and you think, you know, have you thought of an evacuation plan? What do you do if you can't get in your physical office for months, which many companies have experienced that with COVID? How are you going to pay people? How are they going to work remotely? So there are all of these things you think of. If you want to be resilient as a business, you got to think of some of those things in advance.
Yeah. So along that line, let's say they didn't think about this hurricane does squash them or flood or whatever it might be. Maybe squash is not the best word, but what if they didn't plan about this? And so what are some suggestions you have after the disaster has happened? Like you're saying the flood, for instance.
Yeah. Well, I mean, sometimes some of that is just a lost asset, right? I mean, some don't have insurance or didn't have the proper procedures in place. So, I mean, it sucks and you got to move on, right? But there are some things to me, it's really when I look at entrepreneurs, and I know you talk to a lot of them and you probably feel the same way somewhat. I see there is a resilience in entrepreneurs. They want to make things happen. They believe that tomorrow will be better and they've got to do what it takes to get there. And so to me, it is, you know, bootstrapping and saying, okay, it's over. We learned from it, but what are we going to do now to be better in the future and more prepared? So that's, you know, that's all I can say on that point.
Yeah. So, I mean, what you're sharing though, it seems more of like disaster recovery or business continuity, and then resilience, the word is really so broad reaching. Now, are there any books that you recommend that we can read or that have inspired you?
I admire a lot of people. I mean, you know, as a woman, I'm a huge fan of someone like an Oprah, you know, just what she's done for women, what she's done to bring a lot of social issues up to the forefront. You mentioned
any books Richard that you recommend?
Other than, you know, my own.
Let's talk about your own.
It was something that I did as a result of the work I was doing, and I couldn't find a good resource for communities, for individuals, and it's called Master Your Disaster. And I use it when I'm teaching communities and businesses on how to prepare. But you know, I'm a huge nonfiction fan, so I love reading autobiographies. I wish I could read more.
Yeah. Well, the last question I have is what's one autobiography you've read and one lesson you learned from that autobiography?
To me, one of the ones I read, it's Nelson Mandela's Walk to Freedom. I mean, it was, it's a huge read, but the historical piece was really fascinating, but how he never gave up. I mean, you know, I'm always amazed at people who things happen to them and you have a choice. You could become really bitter and twisted and angry and resentful, or you could take that situation and say, you know what? I can rise above this and I can actually come out better. And so to me, that's an unbelievable story of hope, resilience, and healing. And one that I think all of us, especially in this time right now, that's so toxic as far as political views, social views. And you just think somehow we have to figure out how to be better, how to be more resilient and just reconcile our differences.
Yeah. In case our listeners don't know who Nelson Mandela is, because, you know, we have people from literally 92 countries. Nelson Mandela is the former first Black president in South Africa. But perfect example, Leanne, because this man was in prison for 27 years. So going back to this COVID, yes, it's challenging. Yes, people are dying. Vast majority of people would be fine. But if you think about that, we are maybe in our own prison. Supposedly we call it prison, which is aka our home. But this man was in prison for 27 years. So such a perfect example to share with us, Leanne, in terms of resilience. Because, and by the way, people might even realize this, he could have left earlier. He was released early, but he chose to say, you know, if my colleagues or my compatriots do not be released as well, I'm staying here. So Leanne, perfect example, perfect story to end our podcast. How can our guest connect with you, stay in touch with you, and learn from you, Leanne?
Thanks so much, Christopher.
How can our, is a website you can share, or do they reach out to you on LinkedIn?
Well, my LinkedIn profile, it's Leanne Hack McCarty, and you can check out my website, MYD Global. So, yeah.
Great. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christopherkai.com to learn more.